Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Spirit Within You Blog Talk Radio Show. The Spirit Within You is a metaphysical gift shop and sacred study center located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the World Wide Web. As a sacred study center, our purpose is to support you in your spiritual practice. The Spirit Within You is simply here to spark the awakening process. We support you in the awakening process the following ways: classes, events, workshops, products, services, and coaching. I invite you to visit us at www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you, as in universe.
Good morning. I hope all is well with everyone today. I am your host, and today we will be discussing the tarot card spread as we discussed last week. But I'd like to let everyone know that, and this is Lady Oset by another name, Isis. I'd like to welcome you to our store. We brought in some pretty beautiful items this week, so come out and check us out. Now, as I said, we're going to discuss the tarot card spread, but I would like to just say something first. I would like to thank Karen for everything she's done for us and the community. She's a wonderful entity, and she's got a heart of gold, and we all know and love her. So thank you, Karen. I am ready to discuss your tarot. Now, we discussed it last week in regards to purchasing, getting the correct deck for you. And I'd just like to go over just one thing before we begin. Okay, when you buy your deck, all right, you want to clear it, you want to use it for yourself. And there's, you know, things going on that's stating that you've got to have the deck given to you. But that's not true. I bought every deck I own, you know, on my own. No one's given me a deck. And the only thing I request is when you do purchase a deck, again, make sure you're the one who breaks the seal. Okay? And you got to reshuffle the deck when you get them, because that clears any energies out of it. And I also recommend that you keep that deck with you under your pillow at night, you know, put a rubber band around it, so your energies and the energies of your tarot deck blend. That's very, very important, because you want your energy in the energy of that deck you just purchased. So don't be afraid to buy your own deck, okay? We're selling tarot decks at the store. You can come in and browse. We are bringing in more. And to check out all our tarot cards, go to www.thespiritwithinyou.com. We have over 4,000 items on that webpage. So please check us out and let us know what you think. When you get your deck, okay, you need, like I said, it's very imperative that you, for you, They got to have a connection with that deck. And if you're not sure of any deck, or I would go with the Rider Waite deck, as we said last week. Rider Waite is the most popular deck out on the market today. It's an easy deck to read. The symbolism in there are beautiful. You're going to look at your cards when you break the seal. Okay? Study the appearance of the cards. You're going to take a good look at your tarot cards within that deck. But when you do, record what your first reaction is to the deck. Okay? Also, there's a lot of books out there on the market. We got a couple here and on the webpage to find out what information is available. Okay? And the majority of tarot card reading books are based on the Rider Waite deck, as I said before. So if you want a tarot deck with some tone of information available, the Rider Waite is the way to go. I know I've repeated this, but there's a lot of people that up until today are still asking me about what deck to really start with. But if you're new to tarot, you may prefer a tarot deck that is widely referenced to in tarot books, again, such as the Rider Waite. If the cards are too big or too small, you may have a little problem with it. It may be clumsy for you to hold or your clients to handle. Okay, when you get your deck, always determine the purpose of your cards. Okay, a tarot reading is very important, not only to the quarant, who's the one who comes to you, but the reader themselves. Okay, you want to feel comfortable, so do they, and you want to make them comfortable. Also, look for the good quality of the cards. You don't want little cards that are thin and that if you drop a little drop of water on it, it starts to buckle up. Get a good deck, okay? Make sure it's thick enough that you can wipe it down if your fingerprints get all over it. But your cards become a part of you. Learn how to carry your cards. Learn how to store your cards. Know that no one is to read your cards but you. As I'm just reclaiming what I said last week, just to catch you up, okay, except no one was able to get online last week. And like I said, please don't be afraid to buy your own, okay? It's quite all right. Okay, now, charging your tarot deck is very easy, and clearing it. You hold your deck in your hands and you visualize a white light, but I use golden light, okay? So if you use the white light, visualize the white light around your deck, or you could smudge with incense. Or you could use the energy of the moon. You could use a bell. You could use a gong. You could use any sound vibration that would help clear your tarot deck. Because it's very important, just like crystals. Energy is energy. Even your tarot deck is energy. And energy is blend. And you want to remove any energy that's not yours within your deck. Also, If you do go on our webpage and you purchase a deck or you have a question about a deck, give us a call at the shop. We'd be more than happy to help you. Okay. You got to find the size that fits. Okay. You got to also consider your experience level. Are you a newbie? Are you intermediate? Are you expert? You have to figure that out in order to purchase your cards. Consider the expense of the cards. Some cards can go up to $500 a deck. Okay, there's some cards that are not available any longer. Okay, and most of all, find the size that fits. But you got to determine the purpose of your cards. Why are you buying this deck? Is it to do reading for yourself? Is it to do reading for others? These are all things you have to incorporate in the time of purchase. Okay? Always study the appearance of the cards because you have to have a connection with them. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you the origins of the Rider Waite. And then we're going to go right into our tower spreads. Okay? Yes. British occultist Arthur Waite was a member of the Order of the Golden Dawn. Now, I don't know if anyone has heard of the Order of the Golden Dawn, but if you haven't, please do your research and check them out. I personally am a Rosicrucian, and the Golden Dawn is a very, very beautiful institution, I call it, to be a part of. And apparently, he was a long time nemesis of Aleister Crowley. If you don't know who Crowley was, do your research and you'll find out that he was a master in his own time and right. But down the road, I won't go into it, but down the road he kind of lost it. But he was involved in a group and its various offshoots. Waite got together with artist Pamela Smith, also a Gardnerian member, on a Kabbalistic symbolism, because that's part of the tarot deck, and because of this, it's typically used as a default deck in nearly all instructional books on tarot. Okay, but today, many people refer to this deck as the Waite-Smith deck, in acknowledgement of Smith's iconic and enduring artwork that she's done. And the artwork is very beautiful. But now, over 100 years since the release of the Rider-Waite deck, tarot cards are available in practically endless selection of designs. In general, many of these follow the format and style of the Rider-Waite, although each adds a card to suit their own motif. You got to make sure the cards suit you. No longer just the domain of the wealthy and upper class that they used to be, tarot is now available for everyone who wishes to take the time to learn them. Okay, let's start on our spreads. Okay, the Celtic spread is the first spread that usually everybody learns. It's an easy spread, and the tarot layout known as the Celtic spread is one of the most detailed and complex spreads used. It's a good one to use when you have a specific question that needs to be answered, because it takes you step by step by step through all the different aspects of the situation. Basically, it deals with one issue at a time. And by the end of the reading, you reach that final card. You should have gotten through all the many facets of that problem at hand. So the Celtic spread zeroes in on a specific area. Money, marriage, health, okay. Now, the other spread that I like to discuss with you is the Romney spread. The Romney's tarot spread is a simple one, and yet it reveals a surprising amount of information. This is a good spread to use if you are just looking for a general overview of a situation, or if you form the spread, which leaves a lot of room for flexibility in your interpretation. So this is a pretty good spread, the Romney spread. If you want to research it, I'll spell the word out so you can go online and look it up. It's R-O-M-A-N-Y, Romney. Now there's another spread called the Pentagram spread. And the pentagram is a five-pointed star sacred to many pagans and Wiccans. And within this magical symbol, you'll find a number of different meanings. Okay, think about the very concept of a star. It is a source of light, blazing in the darkness, It is something physically very far away from us. And yet, how many of us have wished upon one when we saw it up in the sky? The star itself is magical. Within the pentagram, each of the 5 points has a meaning. They symbolize the 4 classical elements: earth, air, fire, and water, and as well as spirit, which is sometimes referred to as the 5th element. Each of these aspects is incorporated into this tarot card layout. So if you decide you want to try the pentagram spread but not too sure about how to lay out your cards, again, there's a few good web pages that you can check it out, and they can show you and teach you how to work it. Also, we have the 7-card horseshoe spread, one of the most popular spread in use today. Is the 7-card horseshoe. Although it utilizes 7 different cards, it's actually a fairly basic spread. Each card is positioned in a way that connects to different aspects of the problem or situation at hand. And of course, it is in the shape of a horseshoe. And I know there's so much more spreads that you can create on your own. You don't have to follow everything and every book and everyone that's telling you anything. Create your own, because that's how you connected your deck. Now we got the basic 3-card layout. If you want to brush up on your tarot skills, do a reading in a hurry, or just get an answer to a very basic issue. Try using this simple and basic 3-card layout for your tarot cards. Now, there's one where you can have a yes or no answer, okay, to your questions or anybody else's questions. You're going to shuffle your deck. You're going to make 3 piles. And the first pile, you're going to throw down a card on that pile. And the first card that comes up in reverse, you stop. Go to your second pile, make that second pile. If another card comes up in reverse, stop. Now in your third pile, you're making your third pile. If a card comes up upright or reverse, it doesn't matter, stop. If you get two cards that are reversed, the answer is no. If you get 2 cards or more that are upright, now the answer is yes. That is called your yes or no spread. Can't be any simpler than that. If you need me, I can repeat this again, because I know people trying to write all this down, and I apologize. So I'll just say it again. You're going to take your deck. You're going to throw a card down, and you keep throwing the card down until you make that pile. As soon as the reverse card comes up, you're going to stop. Now you're going to create a second pile. You're going to put your cards down, put your card down, put your card down. When another card comes up in reverse, stop. Okay? The last pile, you're going to remain and do the same. Now, supposing you're not getting your cards that are in reverse. Well, here is the way you can do it. The most cards that you should have in a pile is 13. When you hit 13 and there's no reverse card, go to the second pile. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 13. No reverse card, go to the third pile. And do the same thing. Any card that's 2 piles or more that have a reverse is no, and any pile that has 2 or more upright cards will be your answer, yes. Also, the tarot cards, okay, you want to know why you're purchasing it. Okay, you could purchase it, and with the intention of straight divination. That's all you want it for, is to do divination. You can use your deck for spell work. These decks are especially designed for spell work, and we're going to discuss that at the last show on tarot. We'll give you a little spell 101, and it'll be positive and for the good of all, so not to worry. There's nothing, it's a cute spell. And three, you're going to be working with the Tree of Life, but this is for doing great work, okay? While you can use almost any tarot deck for straight divination, only the updated decks can be used for spell work and working the Tree of Life, or the Kabbalah. Tarot cards are used heavily in designating safe and effective spells. Okay, here, for instance, to project the effectiveness of candle symbols and carvings, and also spell perimeters called directors and limiters. Tarot cards are also used as a primary medium for tarot spells, in which the tarot cards are actually tied to elements in the universe and rearranged so as to rearrange reality in the physical universe. The major arcana cards, are very good for the Tree of Life. And if you want to learn more about the Tree of Life and the tarot, I would refer to the Dion Fortune's excellent book called The Mystical Kabbalah. And you can find that on our webpage. There's mistakes you're going to make. If you do, there's six mistakes. If you read for yourself, I'll never read for myself because I get too involved. I'm too emotionally involved. Okay? So here's mistake number one, why you should not read for yourself. You do a tarot reading when you're highly emotional. That affects the reading. It's not a clear reading. Mistake number two, you keep drawing extra tarot cards as clarifiers. That means you want to make sure what you just read to yourself is accurate, so you keep drawing cards to clarify the reading, which is no, no, no. Mistake number three. You do multiple tarot readings on the same topic. You'll lay down your cards, pick them up, lay them down again, do readings until you feel that you're getting the answer you want, but that's not a good reading. Okay, you're manipulating the reading. Mistake number four. You research multiple tarot card readings for what you want. Okay? In other words, you're going to throw down your, let's say you're doing the Celtic spread. Okay, the Celtic spread is the center is the cross, and there's four cards straight in a line on your right. And you want the meanings that you want. So you're going to pick up that card and put it back in the deck, okay? And it's another failed reading. Mistake number five. You use a complicated tarot spread. Now, beginners always like to jump ahead, but I recommend you don't, because there's a spread that I used to do back home in New York called the Life Spread. And it takes care of the life of the quarant. And the quarant, as I said, the one you read. But that takes 3.5 to 4 hours to do. Okay? But don't jump into something like that, because if you're not familiar with the cards and this and that, it's not going to work out. Okay, mistake number six. You interpret your tarot reading the way you want. This is why we do not read for ourselves. And many tarot readers out there understand what I'm saying, because we get too involved in our readings and our emotional upsets are part of the reading. We want to hear what we want to hear, not what it's telling us. So I would recommend not to do your own reading. Now, there's one spread I'd like you to do, so I would like you to get a pen and pencil, okay, and write this down. It's a past life tarot spread. It's a three-card spread. It's simple enough. Past life tarot spread. The first card you're going to draw and lay in front of you is going to be called the main challenge or theme of a past life. Okay, this is where your major lessons, issues that you are currently working on, which has its roots in a past life or past lives. What you need to understand about your past life in order to transform your current life. That's the first card, main challenge, which is the theme of your past life. The second card that you're going to lay down, how this theme shows up in your current life. Okay, the current situation, which you are manifesting in order to learn the lessons carried over from your past life. Also, how your past life issue is showing up today. And that's your second card. The third card, most important lesson you learned in a past life. And this consists of what you learned in a past life that will help you dissolve the issues you are having today. How you can use this wisdom you currently have to heal your past life issues. Which means if you can heal your past life issues, we can move on and ascend. Okay, which we're all doing at this point in time. And I just hope that a little bit of what I told you, okay, can help you. I think we got about 4 minutes left, so I just want to tell, I'm going to save this one for next week. And it's choosing your significator card. Okay, and this is the card that's going to represent the quarant. And I said the quarant is the one you're doing the reading for. And these are the people. And I also, during my readings or before my readings, I'll say a little prayer to whomever I need to speak to at that moment. It may not be the same guide or archangel or an ancestor, but I call them in to help me with my reading. And I'm sure other tarot readers do the same. You know, because let me put it to you straight, we need all the help we can get, okay? And everything that you're doing has always got to be for the good of all, even with the little spell we're going to give you at the end of the tarot month, okay? Everything has to be for the good of all. Take your cards, wrap them up in not a man-made product, but a natural product like cotton and silk. Or a pure wooden box, okay? This is where you can keep, I usually keep mine with my stones. I put my stones with them, okay? And that helps to charge, keep my deck charged. So I guess we're almost out of time. I just want to thank you for joining me and Karen, although Karen's very, very busy. That's why she trusted me this morning to do the show. And please visit our webpage, www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and check out all the products we have, but also come into the shop. We did get a few new items in yesterday, and we got a lot of sage and a lot of sweet grass, and I know everybody's looking for it, and I'm letting everybody that's been in here looking for it that we now have it. So I'm going to sign off. We love you, blessings, and have a wonderful and prosperous day.
I'm stronger.